You're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast.
Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation, nigga, get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters better get on your job.
Hey, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Hey. Good morning, ladies. Make me better, nigga. I'm sorry. If you ain't a T.I. fan, I feel bad for y'all niggas. But as always, ladies, I like to tell y'all how this episode came about, who inspired it, okay? And it was inspired by Monique. I don't know if y'all seen her interview she did with on the Shay Shay Club, but that's what inspired today's episode. And in today's episode is entitled, Get Better or get better or get bitter. The choice is yours, okay? Hey. Ooh. Hold up. This is the part I want y'all to hear.
All your hating is fuel to my fire. Niggas plotting on the crown, so just motivation. Hey, but I ain't slowing down, I ain't stopping. Motivation. Yeah, nigga, don't stop my show. Motivation. Yeah, you know I don't stop. I grow. Motivation. Sucker niggas can't make me suffer. Just
make me stronger. Make me better. Nigga. Ciao. So, if you haven't heard, Monique the comedian was recently on Shay Shay's Club podcast, and she was talking about all the stuff that she experienced in Hollywood, okay? And the thing I like about Monique is she's honest, but what I hate about Monique is she loves to play victim, okay? Every time this lady gets a camera, gets a microphone, she wants to talk about Oprah did this, Tyler Perry did this, The Breakfast Club did this, the people did this, they said I was this, and it just gives me victim mentality, and I just hate that shit. I hate it, you feel me? Because I feel like, yeah, you get dealt tough cards. You get what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. You get dealt tough cards. But how long you going to play victim? How long you going to keep saying, well, this happened to me and this happened to me and da-da-da-da? That shit supposed to be fuel to your fire. Make me stronger and make me tougher. Oh, haters, get on your job, nigga. I told them, get on their job. Hey, motivation. Hey, oh, nigga, get on your job. So, yeah, that's all I kept thinking was, damn, how long you gonna play victim, Miss Monique? How long we gonna play victim, okay? So, if y'all don't know, well, you probably do know, but Monique was on the Shay Shay Club, like I said, and she started talking about all these things that happened to her. She talked about her brother molesting her. She talked about how Oprah backstabbed her. Oprah tried to lowball her, how they tried to blackball her. She talked about Tyler Perry wanting her to do shit for free. She talked about Netflix not paying her the money that she deserves. She talked about The Breakfast Club making her donkey of the day. Just all these negative things that happened to her. And she was just holding on to it to the point that it's like Monique is giving bitter. It's giving bitter Betty, okay? But we're going to talk about that. But what I did like about her interview is when they asked her the question about how did her brother molesting her affect her in her dating life, she said some good shit. Which is what made this episode come about, okay? Because when she said it, I said, okay, maybe she's slowly waking up. She's slowly waking up, Jesus. Give her a chance. She's learning, okay? But then the rest of the episode was still her throwing jabs at Tyler Perry and jazz, all because she want people to acknowledge what they did and apologize. And sometimes if you looking for a sorry nigga, you're going to be looking for a sorry forever. For real. For real. When Rock said that shit in Raising Canaan, I said, this bitch is cold, motherfucker. But it's the truth. Sometimes people are never going to say sorry to you. Sometimes the people are never going to say sorry for the fucked up shit they did to you. And you just got to take it as a little jab on the shoulder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bitch, and keep it moving. You know what I mean? If you looking for a sorry hoe, you're going to be waiting forever. And sometimes you gotta just let it go with you. Because if you keep holding on to it, it's going to stop you, okay? Now, before we get into today's topic and all the nitty and gritty, let's hear what she had to say, shall we? Remember, this is where he asked her, how did her getting molested affect her dating life? And this is what she had to say.
What it did, though, was, and this is why I feel the way I feel about my husband.
Okay.
I remember him saying to me one night, because when we first got together, I was a handful, Shannon. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was really sick mm-hmm. in the way that I thought.
Right.
And he said, check this out. You've used your brother molesting you as a crutch for your bad behavior.
Oh.
He said, and I won't allow that. He said, when you was a little girl, there was nothing you can do about it. But now as a grown woman, every choice and decision you make, it is yours. And I will not allow you to keep on saying, because of my brother. Because at what point do you take accountability for you? Baby, that grew me up. And that night, that grew my ass up that night so fast because I wanted to hear what my psychiatrist was saying to me. I understand. My husband was like, check this out.
Mm-mm.
Check this out. You are in control of you. Every choice and decision you make, every one you lay down with, that was your choice. You've never come back to me and said you were raped. As a grown woman, you've never said that. So stop holding on to that crutch. Stop holding on to that victim. Because this happened to me. I'm mad for days. And I come up out of that. And when I went to the psychiatrist, right? Mm-hmm. Everything my husband said to me, the psychiatrist said to me, but he said, I needed you to go to somebody that had no dog in the fight because I didn't want you to think I was judging you.
So, yes, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay. I did want to talk about her always playing a victim, but I want to talk about that clip right there where her husband had addressed her, you know, basically using her being molested as a reason for that's why she is the way she is. That's why she act the way she act. And oh, well, when she's the victim. And I wanted to talk about this because there's a lot of people who let their trauma mold them to be this person that they are now. And don't get me wrong. I think that the things that we go through in life makes us who we are. And in reality, life is all about our perspective on things. And our perspective is affected by what we, you know, dealt with, what we came in contact with as a child. You get what I'm saying? Or just on our journey. You get what I'm saying? So to say that the things that happen to you shouldn't mold you is incorrect, okay? These things do mold you in a way. It does make you look at certain things differently. It does make you cautious. It does make you more aware. And all of those things, okay? If you've never been bit by a snake, bitch, then you would never know what a snake look like, right? Or what a bite feels like. Or you wouldn't know, oh, no, I don't want to get bit, bitch. You wouldn't know how to prevent it if it never happened to you type shit, right? So your trauma does mold you in that way. But when you let your trauma be the excuse as a grown-ass man or as a grown-ass woman, that's when the problem comes in. When you want to be like, well, this happened to me and that's why I'm angry and the cards I was dealt and da-da-da-da, and you want to just like explode on everybody and you think that everyone should understand it and they should just deal with it, that's a problem. That is an issue, okay? Because how long are you going to play victim? How long? How long? How long do you expect people to have sympathy for you? For people to keep saying, you know what? She's like this because of this. So I just got to deal with her attitude. Don't nobody got to deal with that shit. You are grown as hell. You have to take the time to heal from the things that, you know, caused harm to you. You have to take the time to realize what is it that you're doing and correct them, okay? And you have to take the time to let the shit go. You cannot keep being mad at the world for what something else happened, for what somebody did to you, or what happened to you growing up, or what happened to you period in life. You can't walk around like that. That victim mentality is going to get you nowhere, and nowhere fast. I done had friends where we would get into arguments about some shit that he or she did, and it would be like, well, this happened to me, so that's why. You be like, hold up, bitch. I'm not the one that did it to you, though. Hold on. And this ain't got shit. What you complaining about, what you saying happened to you, ain't got shit to do with this motherfucking conversation we got right here. This ain't got shit to do with the bone I got with you, bitch. This ain't got shit to do with that. Now, I'm sorry if what I'm saying triggering you and is making you think about that. Okay, I'm sorry about that. But your behavior now as a grown-ass woman, that is unacceptable, honey. You are in control of your own actions. You dictate how your day is going to go. You dictate how you're going to react to people. You dictate how you're going to react to things. And you dictate who is allowed in your life, who has access to you, and who don't. You cannot sit up here and be mad at the world for something that happened to you in your life and decide that you want to take it out on everybody, or decide that, well, I did this because this happened to me. Constantly blaming that and playing victim and keep using that as your crutch over and over and over again. When you grown enough and bitch, you could walk now. You can't keep leaning on that as a crutch, because at some point people going to be like, I hear you. But how the fuck did that cause you to do what you just did? You get what I'm saying? It's like, at the end of the day, you are control of you. The person who did what they did to you do not control how you react to shit. They do not control your actions. You control your own motherfucking actions. So be in control of your life and choose, okay? And choose to heal from these things. And choose to understand when you're getting triggered, okay? And when to dial it the fuck back, okay? And choose to avoid whatever the fuck happened to you by, you know, doing what you gotta do, okay? Everybody has trauma, okay? Everybody has trauma. It's like that ex-boyfriend that treated you like shit, and you go into this new relationship and you just like snapping on him for every little thing because you got cheated on. So you think this nigga about cheat on you, or you got done dirty. So you think this nigga about do. So you got this mentality of this defense up where it's like, I gotta get you before you get me, nigga, type of shit. And it's like, damn, I ain't even do nothing to you. You feel me? And my biggest thing about what she said, you know, about what her husband told her about using her being molested as a crutch, the biggest thing that I liked about that was, at the end of the day, there is people that's going to love you and not tolerate your shit. That's the thing people need to understand. People always think, oh, if they love you, they're going to deal with everything that comes. No, ma'am. No ham and no motherfucking turkey, honey. Because I can love you and understand that your behavior is unacceptable. I don't give a fuck if they came and stole your goddamn dog, bitch. If you are an evil bitch because somebody stole your dog in 2001 and you still walking around in 2024 talking about, oh, fuck people, I'm angry and this happened to me and why do I gotta explain my... Mm-mm. No ma'am, no ham, get away from me. Get away from me, because ain't no way in hell something that happened in 2001 is causing you to show the fuck out in 2024. Like, are you an adult? Are you not in control of your feelings right now and your emotions and what you choose to do, honey? Come on, because ain't nobody going to keep showing you sympathy. People can love you and love you from a fucking distance. I had a friend, nasty ass fucking attitude. I lie to you not. Bitch had a nasty attitude. She was very fucking selfish. You know, just, it was just like out of control, you know, and very controlling. And it was just too much for me. You feel me? And I was talking to my other friend about her, and because I ended up cutting her off. And my other friend was like, but you know, that's just her. And I was like, yeah, I get that's just her. But I told her her behavior I don't like, and it makes me feel this way. And if we're going to be friends, this ain't going to be able to work, okay? I told her that. I forgave her for the first time she did it, and I told her what I didn't like. Now, at that moment, if you choose to still carry on the way you carrying on, you gotta go, okay? I told my friend this. He said, but you know, that's just her. That's just her. You know, that's just how she is. And I looked him dead in his eyes. I said, and just because that's how a bitch is don't mean I got to deal with it. If your behavior is a no-go for me, boo-boo, you could go mosey down the yellow big road with somebody else, because it won't be me, bitch. I won't be the bitch next to you talking, if I only had a brain. No, bitch, I got a brain, and I know damn well that what you're doing right now ain't it. And I don't have to deal with it. I will love you from a distance, because I can't. Mm-mm. I have to protect my vessel. Hold on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not drinking today, y'all. I'm drinking some water. Because I was tipsy as fuck yesterday. And I'm trying to get back hydrated. But yeah. I have to protect my vessel. I have to protect my temple. I have to protect my peace, okay? So if you disturb my motherfucking peace with your energy because you want to be rah, rah, rah and hate the world because of some shit that happened to you in 2001, listen. Go be another bitch that's going to be okay with that. Because at what point do we take accountability for the little fight that you had in this damn war? You know what I mean? That'd be the thing too. Shit that be happening to people. And it's not all people. Like, Monique being molested, she was a child. That was out of her control. You get what I'm saying? She didn't do nothing to cause that. Anybody that's molested or raped, they didn't do anything to cause them to be raped or molested. I don't care what nobody say, okay? But there are situations, because there's a lot of traumatic things that happen to the world, and can't nobody tell you what is traumatic to you, okay? There are situations where you were in control of what happened. You played a hand in that motherfucking fight. You had your pot, you had your hand in that pot, and you were stirring it right with that motherfucker that caused the pain to you. At what point do you look and say, you know what? I'm going to take accountability for my actions because I did do this, this, and this. And maybe if I didn't do this, this, and this, this wouldn't have happened. I own that. Okay. And now let me move on past that. Okay. And that brings me to the point that I was saying about Monique. It's like she don't let it go. And it's like holding on to all that pain has to weigh down on your heart. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a bitch that loves to tell her testimony, okay? I will get on this mic and tell you who did what to me and how it made me feel and how I was fucked up and, oh, bitch, don't trust this bitch and don't trust da-da-da. I do say that. That's me. But this is a platform where I'm speaking to millions of people. Not millions. I wish I had millions of people. Let's speak it into existence, honey, okay? Well, I'm speaking to a lot of people, all right? And I'm trying to be relatable, okay? So in order to be relatable, sometimes I have to dish out my own dirty laundry. Now, me speaking on it don't mean I'm still hurt. Bitch, I can give a flying fuck, okay? I can give a rat's ass, all right? If you're looking for me to give a fuck, honey, snakes will grow ears and pigs will learn how to fly before I give a fuck about some shit that somebody did to me years ago. I'm so over it. Like, I don't fuck with you, but I'm over it. You get what I'm saying? Like, we could be in the same facility and I won't beat your ass, but I still don't fuck with you type shit. You get what I'm saying? But it's people who still hold on to it. And they got to tell every single person that they come in contact with how such and such hurt me and this, this, and that. Can you believe it? And it's like, that's all you talk about. Do you want that to be your story? Why do you want to be the victim so bad? Do you, like, is that the narrative you want? You know how they have reality TV shows and they trying to, you know, put a story together or whatever. Like, is that the story you want to go with? That somebody's always doing something to you? And even though somebody did something to you and they crossed you, you can't seem to let it go? Is that the narrative you want to have? Because when you really think about it, that's the narrative that Monique has. Oh, I've been crossed. Oh, this happened to me. And this person did this. And da da da. And she just keeps talking about it every chance she gets, to the point that it makes her look like the bad guy at times. It makes people look at her and wonder, like, damn, did they really do you that dirty? Because you still, they ain't been talking about it, but you still motherfucking singing about it. You get what I'm saying? But I do think that when people hurt you, it's hard for you to let it go because it happened to you. And for other people who it didn't happen to, they don't really feel it how you feel it. They're like, get over it. But, you know, you can't tell people how to heal or when to heal. It takes time. You get what I'm saying? But at some point, you have to heal. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like Monique never gave herself the time to heal. Because she's still worrying about, oh, if they take accountability for it, if they apologize. Sometimes you got to let shit go without a fucking apology. Sometimes you got to let shit go without a fucking apology. Sometimes you just got to let it be what the fuck it is. Okay? Sometimes you got to let it be what it is. You know, they like to say now, oh, I'm cutting people off and they could live whatever delusional story they made in their head. And At first, I was looking at it and I was like, you know what? I feel that way. But you know what? That little quote or saying or whatever, it has two sides to it, like a motherfucking coin, bitch. There are people who you cut off and they're going to make up this story like you are this fucked up ass person or whatever. And that's a delusion that they fucking made. And there are some people who they had to cut you the fuck off and they had to live with the story that they created. That, you know what? She ain't going to never change. She going to still be that same bitter bitch. And I gotta let that go. And that might not even be the truth. That could be a delusion. You might never still be that same bitter bitch. But that's the story they gotta tell themselves so they could let you go. The story they gotta tell themselves sometimes might just be, you know what? I can't grow with this bitch around me. And that might not be the truth. Only you know the truth and only God know the truth. But that's the story, that the delusion that they created because that's what the fuck it was. You get what I'm saying? That's what the fuck it felt like type shit. So, you know, let people go. And let them create whatever story they want to make in their motherfucking head. And bitch, and you are allowed to create whatever story you want. Whether you paint me out as a villain or if you paint me out as the victim, I don't give a fuck. But I tell you one thing, I am never the victim, honey. I'm always the bad guy. It never fails. And I enjoy it. I definitely do enjoy it. I'm not gonna lie. I like to know that I piss a bitch off when they hear my motherfucking name. I like to, when bitches hear my name, it's like hearing a scary movie come on. Miss Brownstone. They like, ah, people running and shit like it's the purge. I love that. I love that for me. Like, yes, bitch, run for cover. She's here. She's back. You know what I'm saying? I love that. But yeah, back to the story at hand. I just feel like Malik. Oh my God, he is talking about me. Malik, get my name, get my dick out your mouth. Mwah, damn. Oh, Lord. But yeah, I feel like Monique, she just, you know, this victim mentality and keep talking about it. And it's like, at some point, you supposed to let that shit be fuel for your fire. Like, and I feel like she's starting to realize it now. Because after she did the podcast with Shay Shay and she talked about all that shit that happened, next thing you know, you seen her on my fucking tour. She's on tour right now with Cat Williams. And even when she got into it with the Breakfast Club, whatever the case may be, and people was, you know, blackballing her and was doing her dirty, she let that shit fuel her. And next thing you know, she got her Netflix special. No, she worked with 50 Cent, my husband, honey. She worked with 50 Cent. Then she went and did another movie. And then she went and what else the fuck did she do? She did a couple little things. Okay, did her Netflix series or whatever. It's like she let that be. Oh y'all forgot who the fuck I am. Y'all think I'm a messy bitch and I'm hard to work with. And you thought I was gonna work for free? What? Let me show you who the fuck I am, bitch. Oscar nominated, bitch. Oh, I think she did win an Oscar for being the mama precious, right? Oscar nominated, bitch. I'm an actor, okay? I'm a comedian, bitch. I does it all. Bitch is well-rounded, honey, okay? And a thought leader, okay? She did that motherfucking thing. She let that shit be the battery in her backpack, because at the end of the day, what don't kill you definitely makes you stronger, okay? Which brings me to this next clip that I want to play for y'all.
Good morning. Good morning. Let me tell you something. Don't get bitter. Get better. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care who let you down. I don't care about no heartbreak. I don't care about the people you fell out with. I don't care about none of that. Don't get bitter. Get better. When things don't go right in your life, listen, there's a reason and a season for everything. That meant to be. Maybe them people that was in your life, they was just there momentarily. They was just there to give you some information. They was just there to test you. They was just there to put you through a moment to see if you was built for it. Listen, don't get bitter. Get better. You hear me? A lot of times we sit in situations and we say to ourselves, oh man, I'm mad. Now, things ain't go right, you turn into a bitter, you upset, you saying all type of stuff. Now you become somebody biggest, you you somebody op, or you somebody this, and you got to talk about somebody so bad, you just that third. Guess what? You're not in control of your life no more. Talk to me. Yeah, the people that made you bitter, they're in control of your life. And guess what? You being controlled by the puppet master. They like this. They like, you being controlled by the puppet. You're not even in control of your life no more. Talk to me. Yeah. Don't get bitter. You get better.
Don't get bitter. Get better. Okay. Every test in our life makes us bitter or better. Every problem comes to break us or make us. The choice is ours. Whether we become victim or victor. Victor. What the fuck she say? Victim or victor. Victor. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what she mean by victor. Maybe she meant victory or victorious. I don't know. But she put victor. But yeah. but yeah, I like what he said. Because at the end of the day, if you letting that determine how you move from now on, and you walking around the world just angry as a motherfucker, then now that person has control of you. Because now they can control you. They got control of you because they can make you angry. They you letting them have that type of power to tap into your damn emotions. You get what I'm saying? And that's impossible. That's impossible. You feel me? Because everything that you do, you did it. Ain't nobody put a gun in your head to make you do that shit. Nobody put a gun in your head and made you do that shit. And there's people that have guns to their head and still say no, bitch. So nobody forced you to do anything. It was your choice. So when things happen to you and you want to go out here and seek revenge, or you want to go out here and be mad at the world, I always tell y'all, make your anger expensive, okay? Let success be your biggest fucking revenge. Sometimes you just gotta shit on bitches. And I said that before. And I think in that episode when I was talking about turn your revenge into a paycheck, I went on a whole spill and was like, I'm shitting on bitches. And I have my moments, y'all, okay? I be in this room by myself, all right? But I know some people didn't like that because they felt like I was only talking myself. But, you know, whatever you learn as you listen, grab it, okay? But what I was really trying to get at in that episode is, when you feel angry, when you feel mad, you got to do what rappers do, okay? Shout out to J. Lou. I learned this from him. You got to do what rappers do. You have to take that energy and transform it into something else. Whether that mean you got to go painting, whether that mean you got to hit the gym, whether that mean you got to get on the mic and talk your shit, whether that mean you got to put it in a song, whether that mean you got to write about it, you want to tell people your story, whatever it means, you have to find a way to let it out of you. In a creative outlet, or in a outlet that can be monetized. That's how you turn your pain into a paycheck, okay? I sit up here and I complain sometimes, or I go on spills, or I drop gems about what has happened to me. But guess what? No matter what anybody fucking says, okay? Yes, I'm talking about me again, okay? Because it's a lesson here. They can't say I didn't get paid for this shit. If I chew you a new asshole on She Knows, bitch, I got paid. Yes, I did. And it's crazy because the first episode I ever did where I actually went off and like was going off on a friend that I had. And
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I told all her business, I think it was Watch the Company You Keep or whatever, because I was really mad and I didn't want to go out into the world around like our peers and stuff and be like, fuck that bitch, I hate that bitch, and just look like an angry person. So I was like, you know what, I want to use it as an outlet, I want to vent. And I recorded that episode and I was holding on to it for a very long time. I didn't even want to put it out. And then my best friend was like, nah, fuck that, put that shit out. And I just dropped it. Like, all right, I'm going to put it out. I don't care. I'm not giving a disclaimer. Like, it is what it is. I just dropped it. And a lot of y'all found it relatable. And a lot of y'all was like, yo, I'm a new subscriber. I'm a new listener. I'm hitting the fucking follow button, bitch. Like, yo, the shit you say, I really feel that shit. Da-da-da. I had some bitches that sent me voice notes like, man, you got me in the mood to knock if you buck because I got some fucking fake ass friends. And this bitch stole my purse. And they was just going off. And I was like, you know what? I was happy I did. Because I was like, all right, I got across to my girls, and that's what matters to me. You feel me? But then what ended up happening, which is so crazy, The girl hit me up that I was talking about, and her family hit me up, and it was like, I don't know what you think you're doing with this podcast or whatever, but whatever you thought you was doing with this episode, I hope you got it done. Like, they was like, whatever you plan on doing with your podcast, like, I hope it succeeds. And I feel like they was being sarcastic, and I had to laugh at that because I was like, you'll see, bitch, you'll see. And within, what, a couple of months after that shit, a bitch got monetized. And it's crazy because I heard that the girl I was talking about in that episode, that she played that episode about 3 or 4 times. She sent it out to her friends and family for them to hear it, okay? And once it got monetized, I got paid. You know what I mean? So it was just funny to me now. Like, yeah, I turned my pain into a paycheck. Yeah, I dragged you and ripped you a new asshole, but bitch, I got paid for that shit. And that's all that fucking matters, okay? That's all that matters to me, all right? That's all that matters to me, all right? So yeah, I say to y'all, don't let your anger, don't let your heartbreak keep you sad. You know what I mean? And it's okay to feel your emotions. I tell y'all that. It's okay to cry. It's okay to sit in it for the moment and embrace it. You know, if you spend a day sad, who cares? Live it up, okay? Live in that moment and feel your feelings. But guess what? When you done crying, bitch, you gotta get to work. Nigga, get on your job, nigga. Nigga, get on your job. What a motivation. You got to get back on what you got going on. And you can't sit here and be sad and cry for too long. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm a big advocate for mental health. If you feel like mentally you just ain't there, then hey. But shit, I mentally felt like last year I wasn't there mentally. I was going through so much shit. I said, I'm not there. I can't record. But just because y'all didn't hear anything doesn't mean I didn't try. Y'all seen I still try to put out episodes last year. And there was even episodes that I recorded and I was talking about what I was going through and I just never aired it. But it made me feel better. And one day I might air it. Who knows? And when I do, I got paid. When I do, I'll get paid. You gotta turn that shit into a check. You gotta make sure that it makes you a better person. Don't let you sit in that sorrow for so fucking long, okay? My homeboy said something to me and he was like, even though you feel sad, even though you don't want to record or whatever, you still have to get up and you still gotta do it. And then when you look back on it, you'll be like, damn, even though I felt sad, even though I felt depressed or whatever, I recorded it. And guess what? When I get through this hump, at least I still got some type of motion. Versus being sad and not doing what you're supposed to be doing to get to your next level. And then now you're looking at the results of, damn, I was sad and now I'm still stuck. You get what I'm saying? I ain't have no motherfucking motion, okay? So I was just like, yeah, you right. You know what I mean? So now I'm trying to force myself even when I don't feel like doing it. Even when I don't want to do it, I'm like, let me just do something. Because I'm going to be happy later on. I will never regret the work that I put in on myself. Okay? So heartbreaks. Put that shit in them. Look, y'all know me. Went through that big ass heartbreak. What I did, got online. I got online and told y'all about it. And that heartbreak, it fueled me. Like, it was like, you know what? I don't want to be around people that don't know how to treat me. I know how to treat me. Let me pour into me. Let me make me a better person. You feel me? It was like, damn, I learned so much from the situation. Let me share it with the world. And all that shit added up to making She Knows who it is now. You know how many women DM me and tell me, yo, you helped me get out of this toxic relationship. You gave me the strength. Or, you know, you helped me see certain shit. You let me realize I deserve better. I finally told my nigga, get his shit and get the fuck out. And it took me a while, but shit, you know what? You was right, bitch. I helped a lot of people, and I'm grateful for that. But that's because I decided, let me put my pain, put my frustration on a motherfucking mic, okay? So whatever you are going through, even if you gotta write it, bitch, write it. If you a poet, put it in a poem, okay? If you a writer, put it in a book. If you a bitch like me that just like to pop her shit, put it on a podcast. You never know. You never know. It's this girl on YouTube who had got, she had got fired from her job. And, well, first of all, she finished college and she couldn't find a job in her field because they said she didn't have an experience. When she finally got a job, it wasn't even in her field. And they ended up firing her. She lost, she lost her boyfriend. Like, he broke up with her or whatever. And she was, like, in her late 30s. No boyfriend, no kids, no job. And not even being in the career field that she won. The only thing she had was a fucking degree. That was it. She was going through it. This bitch picked up the fucking camera and shared her story on YouTube. And people related to her so much that within less than a week, she got monetized. And now that's what she's talking about, what she's been through and her trying to get on her journey of going through her depression. And she was talking about how lonely she felt. And people related to that so much that in a week she was monetized from that one video. She turned her pain into a paycheck. And that's what I want you to do. Success is the best revenge. I just came back for the win. Lot of new money in my hand. Go and tell a friend to tell a friend. They say success is the best revenge. What y'all know about that? That's Joey, nigga. Joey badass, okay? Ow, that's my man, too. I love him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all know my two favorites. Yeah, that's my two. Joey and 50, they my boo thing, okay? They my wow thing. Dun, 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 dun. Girl, you make my heart sad. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Hi, welcome to She Knows. My name is Miss Brownstone, and I sing random songs. I have outbursts out of nowhere. Okay, some people say I got Tourette's. I know I'm joking because I don't want to make jokes with people that got Tourette's. But yeah, I randomly sing songs, okay? So I wanted to share that message with y'all. Don't be the victim. Don't be, okay? You have two choices in life. Get better or get bitter. The choice is yours, all right? As my dad always used to sing to me, my dad used to always say to me, you gotta get going. He used to say, motivation. Whenever we used to be, he used to feel like we was bullshitting, we was taking our time with doing shit, or I was walking too slow, we had somewhere to go, he'd be like, motivation, come on, let's go, motivation. So that's why I played the T.I. song, Motivation, for y'all, because I remember as a kid hearing my dad saying that. I was like, where the fuck get that song from? And he would play the song, and then as I grew up and I started listening to the song, I'm like, hold up, this nigga was saying some shit, hold up. What don't kill me, nigga, make me stronger, okay? He said, nigga, get on your job, nigga, get on your job, hey, motivation. I said, Oh, and that's how you gotta look at shit. Cause what you're going through right now is only temporary, okay? It is only temporary. And if it ain't killing you, honey, if it ain't killing you, honey, then they gotta make you stronger, okay? Then it just gotta make you stronger. It ain't got no other motherfucking choice. Period. Point blank. So now it does have a choice. And the choice lies in your hands on what you choose. What you choose, okay? What you choose to do with it. Alright. So as always, ladies, keep it clatchet. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. And I'ma leave y'all with this.